Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
We saw another lovely horse make his debut. He's had a number of trials and been looked after. Capperjack at Rose Hill Saturday. And I reckon Michael Hawkes would have walked off the track with a smile. Morning, Michael.
Hey, Cozzy, how you going?
Mate, I'm good. This horse, by gee, he was impressive. He was looked to be like three wide all the way, eased to the outside. And the thing I loved, he just knuckled down in the straight like a real tradesman.
Yeah, he did. He's a real professional. And look, we drew a bit of an awkward gate. I said to Andrew, I said, look, there's no real rules. As much of our jockeys know the ride for us, that's sort of our momentum that we like to go with. And basically, the only thing I did really tell him was just get him in a nice rhythm. And whether that be forward, back, in, out, up or down, not really worried. Just try and get him in the rhythm. How it worked out was perfect. He was three wide. He had nice cover. I was a little bit worried early when he was going to get caught wide, but then I did realise he did have a bum to follow in front of him. And look, he just rated him and he peeled off on the corner. And look, he got a little bit lost up the straight and he wanted to sort of lay in a bit left and right. But it was his first start and he's still green and he's still learning. But he's got a really good ability.
Michael, you trialled him back in February, then he had a decent break, came back, trialled June, July, another 4 months. Has he been shinny or is it just immaturity, the reason you've given him this time?
Honestly, Cozzy, he's just immaturity. For anyone who had seen him on Saturday, he's a magnificent-looking horse, but he's big and burly, but he's just probably soft, and he still really hasn't furnished yet into that horse that he will become. But, you know, a lot of people know with us, time is the essence, and, you know, unfortunately, this day and age, people don't allow them to give the patience that we do, and they try and rush horses to get there, and they don't succeed to a degree. But, you know, the owners have been great in this horse, and they've let us do, like much of our clientele does, what we do best, and that's just try and get these horses to the races and perform at their best on race day.
Well, where would you go with him now? I notice you've got him nominated for the Magic Millions up on the coast. He's eligible.
Yeah, he's a Magic Millions horse. It's always been the target up there. And, you know, when they're offering $2 million, you're only two and three once for those sort of races. And, look, end of the day, he's probably looking for the 1,400 too. And, you know, after watching his run on Saturday, he really hit the line, albeit he was a bit green. But, look, he'll have another run here in Sydney, more than likely over 1,200. And, you know, that's sort of the path we're going to take. And, look, he's a nice horse going forward with a lot of upside. And you don't usually see what he did on Saturday, but when you've got the right horse, you can do these things, and, you know, he's the right horse.
Michael, how many will you take towards the Magic Millions at this stage? Are you hopeful of getting there?
Oh, look, Cozzy, it's one of those things, you know. There's a lot of nice races for Magic Millions horses, and, look, we're always trying to take two or three, but we're always trying to take horses there that can win rather than just take them for the sake of taking them. So, you know, it's about placement. It's about doing the right thing for the horses. And, you know, of late, we've won some nice races, and it's just about placing those horses. So until further, you know, probably another, you know, 3 weeks' time, we'll sort of know and have a bit more realistic chance of sort of where we're going. But, look, hoping to take maybe two or three up there at this stage.
Mm. With the babies, you will know better than anyone. You can have them one day and they're shinny or they've gone over the top the next and they need the paddock, don't they? It can all go pear-shaped very quickly.
Oh, look, it can, you know, and that's just two-year-olds and babies. And, look, that's, you know, these sort of horses, the Capperjacks at the same time, you know, they're just soft and immature and they're there 1 minute and gone the next. But you know what, it's every horse is different. You've got to treat them as an individual, which we do, and just trying to plot their path and hopefully it works out for them.
Just finally, the two-year-old size, I love it this time of year because you see that the first season size, Deep Field, looks like he's throwing some that go well. What have you got in the camp that, you know, by first season size, you're looking at, got to have fingers crossed for these?
Honestly, you know, we've got a lot of nice Deep Fields. You know, he's hit the ground running. I think he's had five or six runners with a couple of winners placing. So, you know, he's hit the ground running. Look, honestly, the Dissidents, they're nice horses too. You know, they're probably two of the ones I can think of at the top of my head that we do like, and we have got some nice horses by them. But, you know, it's we've seen some nice ones or nice two-year-olds step out so far, but I think, you know, now things are starting to hot up, getting towards Christmas time and then, you know, into the new year.
Yeah.
Times have definitely changed. It used to be pre-Christmas once, whereas now it's you know, you can go and win slippers, as we've done with, you know, the Esther Jarbs and the Moss Buns on one sort of prep. So you definitely times have changed, but it is starting to hot up with the young ones. But there's some nice talent out there.
Well, Michael, it's exciting when you get a horse like Cabba Jack. You put in the time, been patient with him, and it looks like the rewards are going to be there. There's already one in the bank so far. So congratulations and good luck with him too.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate your time.